consecrate yourself. Give yourself space to allow God to strengthen you, for you are a lion, the Lion of Judah. You have teeth. Okay, you're not no little kitty cat. You have teeth. And if somebody wants to play with you, you need to be able to bite them, because we do not war against flesh and blood, but spirits.
Come on, Puddin'. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity.
Hey, you guys. Oh, wow. This ride is so hard for me to do. I don't know why it's so hard for me to do. I guess it's just because it's so fresh and it's so new to me. But first, allow me to apologize for this ride being late. I was fasting for 72 hours, and I also have been battling a cold. So between those two things, your girl was mad irritable. So I didn't want to have to bring that spirit here. And I just wanted to also conclude the fast and just let you know some of the things that I have learned and some of the things that I am still digesting. Now, why do people fast? There's a certain time where you get to the point where some things are not shifting by prayer. And there was a point in the Bible where the disciples asked Jesus, why were we not able to cast out that spirit? And Jesus responded back to the disciples saying, some spirits you are going to have to fast and pray over to be able to cast them out. Now, what are spirits? Because sometimes we say that and it's like, ooh, child, I think you're going into the dark side. You guys, we are in a dark world. Let's not be ignorant. Let's not be fearful, and let's have a sound mind. So before we even get into this topic and I share with you some of the things that I have learned, let's just go ahead and anoint this space, because I don't like playing with serpents and demonic spirits without, you know, inviting the Holy Spirit and God to come in and to provide some type of protection. So please just give me this moment. Whatever you're doing, just stop and let's just allow the Holy Spirit to be able to consecrate this space with some form of an anointing in your home, in my home, your car. Well, I'm in a closet right now. So wherever you are, that your space will be anointed, that you may be able to receive this information and it will fall fresh upon you. Okay, so let's do this thing. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be able to record this ride. Lord, don't let anything that needs to come out of my mouth be withheld, Father God. I just ask that you will allow me to give this information free flowing, not overthinking or being confused, Father God. For the people who are here, they want to hear what it is that you have to say, for we know we want to be set free. And we know that we do not war against flesh and blood, Father God, but spirits and principalities. We are in the season of exposing darkness, Father God, and you only reveal a thing so that we can be able to deal with that thing. So Father God, I just pray that you will anoint this space and allow us to be able to have free flowing conversation, Father God, elevating our spirits more towards you, that we may be able to tap into the realms of God and the angelic realms, Father God, and also the realms within you, that we may be able to communicate with you more effectively, Father God. I thank you for strengthening your children, allowing us to be able to come back to you as sheep, Father God, and you being our shepherd. From when we hear your voice, we know that we are in a safe space. We thank you so much for everything that you have done in these last couple of months and weeks as we continue to move forward. We know things are getting very, very, very interesting, but you are not the author of confusion and fear, Father God. So we just strengthen ourselves and we tie our bootstraps on and we continue to march forward even when we're tired, Lord. I know there are very, very many people who are so drained right now in this season, Father God, but we know that when we are weak, Father God, we are strong because of you. And we continue to call out in your name, Lord, apply the blood of Jesus inside of our homes, Father God, protecting us from the warfare that is here, Father God, even when we cannot see it, Father God. Please do not let our blind eyes be blind to your heart, Father God, that we know that we can ask in your name for protection and it will be done. So I thank you right now. And in this message, people are going to leave feeling more consecrated, feeling more peace, and knowing kind of what is going on and what to do about it, and that they can have a good place to start, Father God. I pray that you would send the love in my heart for you to them right now, Father God, in their weakness and in their strength, Father God, that they may know that we are all here together. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so let's just get into this. So I did a 72-hour fast, and it was the Daniel fast. Now, some people did the dry Esther fast, but your girl is not on that level. So what we did for 72 hours was just eat fruit and water, and then you worship and you meditate more, okay? Now, we also had calls every single night. So for like about 2 hours between 8 to 10, we had calls with different pastors who were teaching us more about how to elevate into different spiritual realms and to be able to call out the things that we want as though they exist and to be able to manifest things here on earth spiritually, not like how other people manifest things by thinking. Really just tapping into these realms and pulling down the things that we want and the things that belong to us and unlocking strongholds and generational curses, right? I'm not going to get too deep into generational curses because I think some people have not even spent time to understand what is truly in their bloodline. If you seek, you shall find. And when you find, I pray you have somebody to run to figure out how to undo some of those things, because we really underestimate how generational curses impact us. I mean, we're born into sin, literally born into sin. And the things of our forefathers, our ancestors, are the things that we're dealing with today. And I don't know about you. I don't even know some of their names. Okay. But we're still sitting here dealing with that, because lineage and blood is so powerful and it really impacts the lives that we live. And it's important for us to apply restoration to our blood to be able to live the lives that we want and not bear the consequences of folks we don't even know. Okay. We don't even know. They ain't wipe our butts or nothing. And we still over here battling their issues. Okay. Now I have a family deeply rooted in some very interesting stuff. So I take this very seriously because I want to set my womb free. I want to set my children free. I want to set my husband free. I think the best thing we could ever do for the people that we love is to deal with our own spiritual warfare. It's important for us to consecrate ourselves in this world and not be of this world, but be renewed. Okay. By the blood of Jesus and just understanding more of what Christ has for us, let him download that in us so we can really figure out how to undo some of these things we have no understanding about. Now, anyway, so here I am like, girl, you about to go into 30. You need to fast. I have never in my life wanted to fast. I'm like, why would I starve myself to get closer to God? Now, how does that make sense? And it's only until you get older that you start to realize how dumb you are. I don't know about you, but my 20s were really spent thinking I knew a bunch of nothing. So I decided, you know what? This is a fantastic time for me to jump into this fast and be able to tap into a new level, because I know where God is taking me in this new season. I just can't be playing it safe. I can't be, you know, crying all the time, going crazy, so confused. I just cannot do that. I really need to be very dead on with my decisions. I need to be able to move and shift very quickly. And I need to be able to upset some people without upsetting myself, if you know what I mean. So during this fast, you know, the first day for me was kind of hard because, man, my cold was really coming up against me. And I was like, man, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to expect or what I'm supposed to feel, to be honest. And what I can say that I've experienced in these last 3 days is not so much any huge revelation. Like some people, I guess, have dreams and angels come out and spirits and stuff like that. Your girl didn't have that, but I wish I did. You know, I didn't have that. But what happened to me after the last 3 days is that I can honestly say I realized that I have to change my eating. I literally have to change my eating because I had more energy eating less than I did when I was eating more, if that makes any sense. And it's strange because you think that you need all of these different food groups and you need all of these different appetizing meals, but no, some of the things that you eat actually add to your slumber and they add to your like delay and they add to your just confusion. Another thing I've realized is that when you don't drink alcohol, because you know I love my wine, right? So when you don't drink alcohol, how much more energy you have, okay? So I heard God saying to me, Charity, this is your year of sobriety. And I'm like, what? It's like, yes, when you are sober and you are not intoxicated with anything, whether it is anxiety, rejection, fear, alcohol, relationships, whatever it is, when you live a life of sobriety, you really can see things a lot more clear. So when you deny your flesh of food, deny your flesh of alcohol, deny your flesh of fake love, deny your flesh of fake friends, deny your flesh of fake environments, you start to become sober and vigilant and you can see things as plain as day. I couldn't believe it. So when I was reading my word, plain as day. When I was going on social media, plain as day. When I was in Clubhouse, plain as day. I mean, I literally was able to see how the world is spiritually being impacted right now. And that was pretty alarming because I'm like, God, I didn't want to see that. I also had two strange dreams and I'm like, whoa, I don't know what that means, but it was exciting that I wasn't fearful and intimidated. So I will continue to fast as a regular part of my life, but I just wanted to encourage you to do it because you will have a completely different experience than I did, right? So anyways, I wanted to talk about us really understanding spiritual warfare. So the Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 12, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Praise God for this word. Now, I know we don't like to talk about this topic because, like I said, it's very alarming. It's sometimes scary. It's sometimes hard to believe, but it is true. So many of us have been dating bad spirits. So many of us have children with bad spirits inside of them. I mean, friends, family, loved ones, mothers, co-workers. We are so bombarded with dark spirits that it's not fair for us to continue to ignore it. I want to tell you right now, some of the things that you are going through in your life and what you are experiencing is not you. You are battling spirits. You have got to learn how to wage war against spirits without assassinating the person. The person is still a child of God, okay? But the spirit is not a child of God. And you cannot have mercy on spirits. So you have to find a way to be able to consecrate yourself and to be able to feel strong enough to cast out spirits, okay? Or if you don't want to cast them out, identify them and just go to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left. Do whatever you need to do to really get out of situations where you don't belong in and where you have not gotten the spiritual maturity to fight. And a lot of the times when we feel like we're around our friends, sometimes you be sensing like, oh, that person is jealous. Oh, that person's a little bit wicked. Oh, that person is this. Or you're in relationships with people. Oh, that's a narcissist. Oh my God, they're so this, they're so that. Those are real spirits that those people are really going under. And I know this because for me, I have this little weird ability that I haven't quite figured out how to coin. And I try to tell people like, hey, you know, something's going on with you. And I usually get attacked and people are like, no, like you're so this, you're judgmental, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, no, I'm looking at you. And I can see that there are two different people inside of you right now. And you have to understand how to deal with people who are like that. Now, how do you deal with them? Tap into your word, number one, fast and pray, but start to find different places where you can elevate your understanding of the spiritual realm. Make the investment to be able to learn how to deal with spirits. You cannot fight everybody over arguments. You cannot keep popping pills, taking medicine, going to counseling, going to therapist. Some things you're going to need to learn how to cast out. This strange time that we're in right now is so dark because we're so captivated by love, we're so captivated by success that we don't realize that we're chaining ourselves to evil spirits from other people and other places and opportunities. And I just want to say this to you guys without you being so scared, but there's nothing in this world that's worth you losing your soul. There's nothing in this world that is worth you living in a life where you feel so tormented in your head and you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't see, and you just feel so awful about life. That's not how God desired for us to live in this world. He has called us to renew our minds daily that we may be able to have dominion and subdue the earth, okay? Anytime you feel like you're just, oh, Jesus, like, oh my God, like this is too much, it is because something is happening. You are not going crazy. And I submit that to you in honesty. Yes, you, what you're feeling, Yeah, what you're feeling is real. I want you to know that God has given us very specific tools to be able to deal with spiritual warfare, to be able to identify it, and to be able to cast it out. But it's your responsibility to go out there and look for it. Now, I'm telling y'all this because it's just free information, child. But I am not telling you that I know how to do these things. I have seen it done with me, for me. I have seen people tell me stories, but I am learning now more than ever that life is not a joke anymore, and it's time to elevate ourselves. The first thing you can do is start praying more regularly. Really spend time with God every single day, day and night, and really, really pray. Say, God, reveal these things to me. Teach me. Unlock these new talents, these new gifts that I may be able to draw more near to you and cast out demonic spirits within my home, within my mind, and the people that I love. When you start at that basic point, God will start to lead you to the people who will be able to help you. But I want you guys to understand that there are very many evil forces working against us. People who are doing tarot cards, psychics, mediums, you know, witchcraft, and just so much stuff that we deny. We deny this stuff. And then we wonder why we're going crazy. We deny this stuff. And we look at other people going crazy, looking at them, wondering why they go crazy. And it's important for you to know where you stand in this mess. Okay. Now, I don't want you to be feeling, you know, anxious or anything like that. Because I think a lot that's happening right now is that people are really mentally down. They are mentally down. And I'd be out of my mind if you ride with me all the time and you are mentally down and not being encouraged and understanding how to fight this good fight. This is why I'm having this particular ride right now, which is mad unrehearsed, because I feel like I really want you guys to understand that your life is designed to be great. It is designed to be powerful. It is designed to be magnificent. It is designed for you to feel like you are courageous and you can move mountains. And any time that you don't feel like that, it is because you are not in alignment and you are not in the covering of God. Now, I'm never asking anyone to be superheroes. I am never asking anyone to think they can do this on their own. But I'm telling you that with the grace of God, the favor and the mercy of God, you are able to do all things through Christ. I don't even know how I'm able to say that I've survived this many years without my mother. I do not know how I'm able to say that I survived this many years without my sister. I don't know how I'm able to say that I survived this many years not knowing what in the world I am doing. And I've never lacked food. I have never lacked, you know, help. I have never lacked growth. I have never lacked understanding. When I say to you that God can supply all of your needs according to his riches, trust me when I say that that is a real thing. But some of us are trying to go out in the world and compete, okay? We are competing with the wrong people and they are leading us down the wrong path. Now, I'm not asking everybody to be an evangelist, to be a pastor, to be anything inside of the church, but what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to activate the God inside of you, that whatever spaces you go into, God can reveal to you who is in that room and what is happening, because whatever is coming on the other side of this pandemic, I'm telling you, I don't know if people are ready, because I'm telling you, the masquerade ball. Oh, under the bush. Hey, you guys, the masquerade ball, it is coming. It is coming. It is coming. Oh my God, you guys, I do not want to do this ride. Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you so much. The masquerade ball is coming. It is so important for you to heighten your discernment. Evil spirits are taking this time while we are being idle to be able to take advantage of souls and spirits, okay? I need you to consecrate yourself in prayer, okay? Forget whatever I was about to say on this ride, because I actually don't even know no more. But I'm just here to tell you right now, if you are hearing the words coming out of my voice, I need you to consecrate yourself in prayer. I need you to sacrifice whatever is necessary for you to save your life and the people that you love. We are in a battlefield, a serious spiritual war, and people are not taking this seriously enough. When you talk about the spirits that are on assignment, the amount of suicide, the car accidents, the health issues, you don't understand, okay? And I'm gonna tell you something. There are many ways in life to go out. There are very, very many ways in life to go out, but you do not want to go out on an assignment of the devil. You just don't want to do that. So I'm not telling you it is going to be easy. I ain't even telling you it's easy for me. I don't even care if you listen to these rides all the time and you think, oh, yo, Charity, you got it all figured out. I don't. Yo, I don't. That's why I'm sitting here flipping through the Bible like a crazy person. Like, this thing better speak to me. It better wake up and start doing some things, you know, because I realized that, like, I will never have a family. I will never get my husband. I will never be able to amount to anything in this world if I don't learn how to fight. If I don't learn how to fight, I can't keep being nice to everybody. I can't keep being naive. I can't keep being empathetic and just quite frankly blind, okay? So much has happened to me in my life because I did not know how to stand up in the 2 feet that God has given me and to use the power of my mouth to declare some things. There's some people, you got to just look at them and be like, yo, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus and be gone. And don't ever come back. But when we sit here and we play this game soft, man, we allow people to plant evil seeds of rejection, of fear, of guilt, of contentment, so many crazy things inside of us. And we never be able to amount to what God has called us to be. I pray to God that I do not have to do too many rides like this, because it is getting weird for me. You know, it is getting very weird for me. But I'm telling you right now, that the heavens are open, okay? And whatever you are going through, whatever demonic assignment is upon your life, it is your responsibility to cast out your demons, okay? And then to start helping the people around you that you care about, cast them demons out too. And if you can't get to them demons, it's time for you to separate. It's time for you to separate yourself from the people who do not want to do what Christ has called us to do. There is a war that is happening, and we cannot deny it. We cannot deny it. And I just, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Look, y'all, we're just going to have to try this again next Thursday, because I literally don't think I'm in a position right now to even continue, because it is so real what I'm saying to you. And I don't want you to have to sit here and die at the sword of the devil, okay? We are dealing with so many mental health issues. We're dealing with so much pressure, so much narcissism, so much hatred, rejection, Jezebel spirits. I mean, I don't even know what to do. It's just so much. I can see it everywhere. Everywhere I can see it. It is insane. It is insane. It is insane. And I'm just sitting here thinking like, well, Holy Spirit, is this new? Or was I spending all my years just roaming around this world and not seeing any of this stuff? So you guys, I love you. And I want you to win. I want you to fight for what God has given you. The promise of God requires you to fight. Don't be nice anymore. Consecrate yourself. Give yourself space to allow God to strengthen you. For you are a lion, the Lion of Judah. You have teeth. Okay, you're not no little kitty cat. You have teeth. And if somebody wants to play with you, you need to be able to bite them. Because we do not war against flesh and blood, but spirits. And these spirits, they really know us well. And it's time for us to start to understand how we can fight the good fight without sitting here feeling like we're drained. I said this to somebody. The person has yet to listen to me. And I said, so then what? When your career takes off and when you have all the money, so then what? So then what? So then what? There is no way that you can have success and money without God. There is no way you can have success and money without the Holy Spirit. There is no way you can climb to the top without the spirit of discernment. You will be swallowed up. So, and then what? This is the fundamental principle of success, is being able to apply the blood of Jesus. So when you're dealing with these serpents in these different spaces and environments, you know how to apply yourself. What is the point of being at the top when by the time you get there, you are old, nasty, dusty rag doll? Who wants that? It is better to be at the bottom and be a precious jewel than to be at the top being a rag doll. Won't nobody celebrate you? They're going to pull you down in 2.2 seconds and everything you did to climb up there would be for what? And then what? If you do not understand how important it is to take God with you in this season of your life, you are just like not, you're missing the whole point. So anyways, you guys, I have nice things. I have nice things. I think I live a nice life. And then what, Charity? And then what? What am I supposed to do with these nice things other than defend them from being taken away from me? You guys have to learn that the things that you earn on your own will evaporate out of your hands. But the things that God gives you come with an anointing, an oil, and a hedge of protection. We have got to start fighting for better gifts and not the things that are just so materialistic. And then what? And then what? You know, I heard that there's a big, huge restaurant owner, a Texas house something, you can Google it, where he got COVID and committed suicide because of the ringing in his ears. And then what? And then what, people? Tell me. So what are you going to do when you have gotten everything that you have wanted in life? You have a family, a husband, kids, and an empire. And then what? Oh, did you get there without discernment? Oh, you made a deal with the devil. Oh, you made a covenant with demonic spirits. Oh, wow. And then what? We are called to obtain great things in this world because it is ours to have, but there is a certain way to have it. So brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to come back next Thursday with a more put together ride that can help us really understand how to pursue this spiritual warfare that we are going through, how to really open our hearts to be able to receive what has been done in the past so we can understand what needs to be undone. We need to understand what needs to be undone. You know, I don't want y'all to be scared. And I think I might have to start getting some people on these rides with us to teach us some of this stuff, because me, she, her is not it. Yeah, God is raising me up, but I am still very young in this. You know, I equate myself to be a kindergartner. You know, it's my first day of school and I'm so anxious. And, you know, I'm like, God, please hold my hand. Just come sit in class with me, because I don't know who these people are. And I'm a little bit intimidated, but I just really again, apologize that this ride is all over the place, but I love you so much, and please don't stop fighting. Please don't stop writing. Please don't let the enemy take captive of your mind. I need you to know that God is coming to rescue those of us who believe, and if you hear my voice, it is because God wants me to tell you that he hears your cry. He hears your cry, and when he hears your cry, he is doing whatever he needs to do to make a way for you. Don't let revelation stop you from being able to apply the solutions that God has given you so you can have redemption, so that you can conquer. We are called to be conquerors. And I just don't want us to have a spirit of shrinking back and a spirit of being scared. All we got to do is say, God, well, now that I've seen that, what do you want me to do about it? I thank you so much for just loving me for who I am. And I thank you more than anything for giving me a space to be me. I've never felt more complete or whole as I am in these rides. And I know no one talks back to me, but I feel like it's a good, comfortable space. I feel like I'm growing and I'm able to have friends and family and loved ones in these rides. Even though you're not able to communicate back to me spiritually, there's no distance in the spirit. So I can feel when we're having a moment. I can feel when God is asking us to communicate. So I just thank you for allowing me to have this platform to be able to communicate spiritually. And that's really where we need to exist. So I love you so much. And, you know, to my girl, Sav, who's been, you know, taking her time off of social media, girl, I love you. May God be with you. And just whatever you want in this season, girl, go ahead and claim it because it's coming to you. In Jesus' name, I pray you guys have a good day. Bye.
Come on, Puddin.
You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. I'm Charity, entrepreneur and master curator of positive vibes. Life for me has been on the up and up, but the ride getting there, woo, that has been an interesting journey. It looks glamorous, from the luxury shopping experiences, weekend getaways to Bali, dune bashing in Dubai, and the many tastes of Africa. These experiences have just been a dip in the ocean. I've had to unlearn and learn new truths about God, love, life, and making money. Join me every Thursday as we take a ride that will change your life on Chatting with Charity. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram @ Chatting with Charity.